It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today I was reading Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. And God is speaking to Israel, and he says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." You see, Isaiah is delivering a prophetic message to a future generation. God was speaking to the Jews 100 years down the road, who would be taken captive into Babylon, where they're going to serve 70 years of captivity. Now, these are the same people that God is talking to when Jeremiah addressed them in Jeremiah 29:11, that famous verse that we all love, when he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Now God is speaking to them in advance. He says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord, your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." You see, I believe God takes no pleasure in the pain of his people. So he tells the prophet, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." In Isaiah 40, down in verse 27, he says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." See, there's times when we think our way is hidden from God. God must not know what I'm going through, or surely he would come through and rescue me. Well, he goes on in verse 29 and says, "He gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I love that verse. I love it because God is telling us even youths get tired and weary. What you're going through is not uncommon to mankind. We all go through this. And God says, "I'm going to give you strength. You're going to soar again like the eagle." The first thing I noticed about this passage in Isaiah 40 is God speaks to the same person, but he calls him by two different names. First, he says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel?" You see, Jacob was the grandson of Abraham, the son of Isaac, and his birth name was Jacob, Yaakov, we say in Hebrew. But his covenant name with God was Israel. God later changed his name from Jacob, the supplanter or deceiver, to Israel, which was the Prince of God. Jacob meant supplanter or deceiver. It's the flesh. It's that flesh name of Jacob. And I think there's times we all operate in the flesh, and then there's times when we're walking in the Spirit, and God calls us Israel. Notice Israel's complaint. "My way is hidden from the Lord. My just cause, it's disregarded by my God." Friend, Satan wants you to think that God doesn't see what you're going through, that somehow God has disregarded your cause. Hagar, Sarah's handmaid and the matriarch of all the Arab people, when she was cast out from Abraham and his wife Sarah from their home, she went into the wilderness, and the story is found in Genesis chapter 16. And an angel appeared to her, and he said, "Hagar, you're with child. And I want you to name this child Ishmael, which means God hears." God revealed himself to her that day, and she said, "You're El Rohi," which in Hebrew means the God who sees. And she named her son Ishmael. Shema in Hebrew means hear. The Jews pray a prayer every day. They say, "Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." See, Hagar is understanding here that not only does God see, but he also hears our faintest cry. I love Isaiah 59 in verse 1. It says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear." My friend, Satan wants you to believe that God doesn't know what you're facing. But the truth of the matter is, he knew it before it ever came your way. And he's already planned your deliverance. There's something I have said to my own heart so many times, and it's become a kind of a principle I live by. It's nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through God's sovereign hands. So if it gets this far, it's come with purpose, and God will see me through. You need to understand something today, friend. God knows what you're going through. He sees and he hears. Now let's look again at verse 28 here in Isaiah 40. He goes on and he says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God." Sometimes when we're going through something and we're mad at God, it's because we don't remember. We don't go back and remember what his word says. We fail to understand that God knows the end from the beginning. He goes on and says, "The Lord is the everlasting God." He will outlast your problem, friend. And he's the creator of the ends of the earth. And I love this. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding, no man can fathom. Sometimes we just need to be reminded about just who our God is. And Isaiah reveals three things about God here. Number one, that he's the everlasting God. He will outlast your problem. Number two, he doesn't grow tired and weary. You and I have an end to our physical strength. We can only go so far, and then we become tired and weary, and we're just not good for anything. But it's not so with God. He never is too tired to take care of your problem. And then the third thing he says is his understanding no one can fathom. In other words, there's nothing beyond God's understanding. Where is your focus right now, friend? Is it on your temporary problem or is it on your everlasting God? We look at life through the lens of time, but God looks at eternity and he looks at life with an eternal perspective. I love how Paul put it to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17. He said, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." You know, in 1987, I had a song that went to the number one position on top 40 charts all across the country called Spirit Eyes. And I'll never forget, friend, I was really discouraged in my church. Things weren't growing like I thought they should, and I was ready to resign. And I'll never forget that day when I went out to the church and I was going to pray and get a release and God was going to let me finally leave, or so I thought. I'll never forget the day I felt God's presence come in the room that day. And he said to me, he said, "Keith, the answer to your problem, the answer to what you're praying for, it's already been given to you, but you just don't see it because you're looking through your natural eyes and not your spirit eyes." That day I wrote a song called Spirit Eyes. "When you've gone the second mile and still the road seems long, when every turn you take in life, the road that you choose seems wrong, with darkness all around you and you can't see the prize, that's when you look the way God looks and you see through spirit eyes. The light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul said this, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." So many times we say this. We say God will never give you more than you can bear. But that's not true, friend, because Paul just said here, we were under great pressure far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. He thought he was going to die. But he goes on and says, "But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. You see, there's times in life when you're going to go through more than you can bear. But in those moments, it's when you switch over from your power to the power of God that He enables us with. See, Paul will later tell us, when I'm weak, it's then that Christ is strong in me. He said we were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. And then he tells us why it happened. But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Sometimes God lets you go through an incredible problem just so that you can understand that He's stronger than you, that He will help you get through this. Sometimes God allows us to come to an end of our strength so that we might discover His strength. Isn't that incredible? In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, Paul said, "Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and compassion, and the God of all comfort." And listen to this. "Comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." See, so many times we ask the question, it's probably the greatest mystery of life. We say, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, Paul makes it very clear that it happens so that we can comfort others with the same comfort we ourselves have received from God. See, friend, your ministry lies in what you've gone through. God allowed you to go through it so you can help others who are going through the same thing. Nothing in my life, good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with great purpose, and God will see me through. If your back is up against the wall today, don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on the promises of God. Your future is as bright as the promises of God, and your test will result in a testimony. You know, David is without a doubt one of my favorite characters in all the Bible. Maybe it's because he also was a musician and he played the harp and he wrote great songs. David said this in Psalm 27 in verse 13, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." The psalmist is saying here, what I believe in my heart kept me as I went through an entire year last year of trials in my life where I couldn't hardly walk without a walker or a wheelchair. The psalmist is saying here, he says, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Friend, maybe the doctors have given you a terminal diagnosis. Maybe the doctors are telling you there's no hope for you. Well, I want you to know there is hope, and that hope is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 40 and verse 29, I love this verse. It says, "He gives strength to the weary, and He increases the power of the weak." Strength and power. Two very important things we need in our life. Strength comes for the weary who are faint, but then God gives power to the weak. I was meditating on these two words, strength and power, and I looked up the Hebrew definitions of both of these words. See, strength is what you need to stand, but power is what you need to fight. See, when you're so weary and you think you're going to give in, you need strength. But when the enemy is coming against you with everything he's got, that's when you need power. And Isaiah's saying here, he gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. I love that, friend. See, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, he said, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." See, Paul prayed three times that God would take away his thorn in the flesh. God said, "You just hang in there, because my grace is sufficient for you." Walk in grace, friend. God loves you. He really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.